Hi, it's Mac. It's Mac Ogan here on Audio Boo. And it's Wednesday, 21st of May. Just leaving 9:30 a.m. And it's a lovely morning. Lovely morning. And I'm just heading out just for a short walk. A very, very short walk, actually. In fact, probably about 150 yards. And I'm just heading over to a bed and breakfast called The Gables. And inside The Gables is a certain Audio Boo person called Adrian Wicks at Turbo Stream, who I met last night for a beer. And I'm just popping over just now for half an hour to have a peek at Adrian's new car. He's going to do some jaunting today. He's going to go and see some places in the surrounding area. But I booked myself in just after the hangout this morning, the Breathing Space hangout, and I booked myself in with Adrian for half an hour to go over the car. He's promised me a jaunt out in it later on, maybe today or tomorrow. But right now, it's just to go and have a look at it and see this wee beastie. Adrian will tell us all about it, of course. I'll let him do that. And I want to see all the new toys and this apparently 1400cc flying machine. Let's go and see if Adrian's ready.
Live and direct.
And here we have Mr.
Hello,
Rex
hello,
again.
Good morning.
I've just explained to the listeners, Adrian, that I've come over to see your Skoda Fabia VRS. And it looks gorgeous in the morning sunshine, doesn't it?
It's a bit dirty now.
Oh yeah, you'll have to wash it again.
I'll come after your house for a valet.
Yeah, I'll give you the hose. Well, it's looking well, Adrian. It is. It's looking beautiful, isn't it? What do you know what the colour of red it is?
It's I don't actually.
We'll call it lipstick red.
No,
it's not.
Corrida red.
Corrida. Never heard of that.
It's locked itself again. I'll have to open the door.
That's okay.
If you don't do anything, it automatically locks itself.
If you don't open the door?
Yeah,
aye.
That's about 15, 20 seconds.
It's looking beautiful anyway. Privacy
seats.
Glass in the back.
Yeah.
Sports seats?
Sports seats.
Oh, I like that. Nice done, the red beading.
Yeah. It's got the red stitching.
That's lovely.
That's an option, I think, as well.
And you've even got your plates on the sill plates, the VRS.
Yeah.
And what size alloys are they?
17,
black alloys, 17-inch,
yeah.
Low-profile tyres.
Right.
Even the discs look, your discs are painted, your brake calipers are all painted up as well to match the car.
Yeah.
Super duper.
Sporty brakes, I think, painted on the front.
They are. Yeah, leading caliper on the front. Yeah.
What size they are.
Yeah. Yeah, come in, too. Doesn't it matter, does it? We're not that technical, are we?
It stops. That's all
I've got. Oh, you've got your logos on your seats as well.
Yeah.
Oh, and the back.
Yeah.
Ah, it's lovely. We're inside the car. Oh, it's lovely. What a lovely car. I like the dark lining. I don't know. Who are you? I like the dark lining up here. Eh?
Yes, yeah, nice.
Lovely, yeah. Tones in totally with the car. It's beautiful. Right, well, I jump in the passenger seat and you can tell me and tell us all about the gadgetry.
Yeah.
Right, come on.
Certainly.
Yep, get that now. Right, now. Oh, it's lovely morning here. I've just set the sun.
I hope you noticed I've brought the sunshine with me tonight.
You did. You keep blowing out with a fan, but you've sent it up.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought that hard was going to lift last night, but I couldn't believe that when I seen it this morning.
It was quite dense, though.
Yeah, but that's good news.
It's strange. To me, that's fog.
Aye.
But in May, you don't get fog.
No, we don't. We do get fog, but most of the time it's harsh. You know, just as soon as the wind turns off and comes off the North Sea, it just sweeps in. That's it. Anyway, never mind about that.
That's right. The main thing.
Now, wait a minute. Let's just explain this auto box thing. How does this all work? Because it's a 7-speed auto box.
7-speed. It's called a DSG gearbox. It's a dual clutch type of arrangement.
I've never seen this.
It works in the same way as a regular automatic.
Yeah.
So you put your foot on the brake and you just select the gears. Now on this one, you can also go to the left. So I've got a plus and a minus and an S button.
Right, so your S will be a sport rod?
That's the sport mode.
And what's the plus and minus with the drive?
So that means I can then up and down the gears on the stick.
I've got it now.
I can pull it back to go down.
Yeah.
And push it forward to go up.
So
I can actually change gears and manual.
Right, so it's almost a tiptronic on the gear stick.
Yeah, and also I've got the little flappy paddles.
And you've got your paddle on the column.
Yeah, so if I'm in normal D,
uh-huh.
And I want to change down, I've got a paddle just on the left of the steering wheel.
Uh-huh.
And you just flick it, and that goes down each gear.
And one on the right hand side?
The one on the right to go up a gear.
Plus and minus on your... I've never seen that before. Yeah, that's really clever stuff.
That's a new invention.
Yeah. So in actual fact, what you can do... I mean, most people don't know that in an automatic, you can drive it like a manual,
yeah.
Except you've not got all the gates.
Yeah.
You can still put it in your first, second, third, or fourth, or whatever.
Well, this is just like a more modern way of doing it, a traditional automatic.
Well, that's the way I'm seeing this.
Yeah.
You know, although I can do that
so
in my automatic, this is more sports.
That is effectively the same as the paddles.
Yeah, aye.
So you can either do it on the gear stick or the paddles.
If you want to be Mr. Really Cool and Cruise, you'd use the paddles. If you want to be the real sporty guy, you know, and be blasting, you're going to shove it into that position on the gear stick
and then
do it with that.
I mean, it's literally what?
That's just...
A few millimetres, it's hardly anything. Half an inch.
Yeah, but that's cool. I've never seen that before.
So that does that.
And a 7-speed to boot.
7-speed, yeah.
And I mean, I've got 4.
On the dash, I've got a little computer display.
Uh-huh.
And in the top right-hand corner, it's got D1.
Okay.
And then that changes depending on what gear you're in. What gear it chooses.
So it lets you know exactly what position you're in.
Yeah. So we've got cruise control on the left-hand stalk there.
Uh-huh.
So you can set that. You've got cancel off and on, and you've got various other bits for the indicators and whatnot. So that's good.
Okay, that's on the one stock.
Steering wheel control, pretty basic that is. That just operates the stereo. It's got a little phone symbol, but that doesn't do anything on this one. I think that needs to be enabled for Bluetooth.
You can change the phone symbols, you think it, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't do it. I think it needs to be turned on.
Oh, right, I have to activate it.
I think it needs to have a Bluetooth module.
Oh, right, it's probably got a Bluetooth module in there. Probably
I don't think it has now. I think you have to have it added on here.
Oh, right, okay.
The stereo on the centre console,
mm-hmm.
is a pretty basic stereo, but you can have a full sat nav.
That's quite a wide screen, although it's not deep, it's about 10 inches across.
Yeah. So we've got just the usual. Some nice music here, there.
Oh, yeah, you've hit the right stuff this morning.
Six stations. You've got an FM1, an FM2, and FM3.
Uh-huh.
And you've also, down there, underneath where your feet
are. Oh, I see that, yeah.
There's a little iPod thing. So you can connect an iPod.
Oh, is it USB?
See, it's like a media in cable. So if you pull that cable gently, there's a little iPod.
Ah, I've got you. Yeah. Yeah, it's a USB port.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's handy because you can store all your music in that.
Yeah,
that's good. That's clever.
So that's that.
Nice stuff.
What else have we got? Not much else, really. It's a fairly basic car. We've got twin glove boxes.
Yeah. What's a bottle of whiskey for you, doing?
Oh, yeah.
Just kidding, folks. Just kidding. It's Lucas 8, actually.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it, really. It's more about the engine and the gearbox, really, than features.
I quite like
a basic car sometimes.
The point is, it's a sports car, you know, and it's like, you know, if you get some of the big cars now, you see, like a Range Rover, you get the Vogue.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, the luxury model, and then you'll get the model that sits with the HSI Sport or something like that, and that'll be designed around sport and not so much the luxurious equipment and that. Yeah. But this is a sports car, basically.
Yeah.
I think it's incredible it's car. It's very nice inside, I have to say that.
Yeah. So the computer tells you all sorts of information: average fuel consumption, the range left in the tank, 275, the distance I've travelled, the average speed. The oil temperature, speed warning, so I can set that to say if I'm maybe 70 or something, or 35.
Yeah.
Something like that, so I don't...
Keep you legal.
Keep me legal. He's got 435 miles on the clock. That's all I've done since I've had it.
Do you know that you've got more miles in your clock than what Mary's got on her clock?
How many's on Mary's now? Come on.
It's 398.
398? How long have you had it now?
Oh, well, 15th of March.
So it's 2 months, 2 and a bit months.
Mm-hmm. And it's got 398 in it.
I've done that in...
You've done that.
I've had it since Thursday.
Yeah, but that's the point to get the cat. You know. Well, we'll add another 12 mile on the day going down to Lithgow. So I'll be over at 400. I'll have to go in for a service.
You'll have to.
Mind your fans on, your heating's on for your battery. So you run your battery down. No, it really is. It's lovely and cosy, and the seats actually feel sporty, you know, with the huggers on the side of your legs, and of course your lumbar supports.
And they go up and down to your left. There's a little lever thing which you can go up and down.
Oh, you can pump up the seats up and down. Oh, that's great. It's great for us short guys.
Yeah,
you can get up there and look.
Yeah,
you know, if you end up in a bit of road rage, you know, pump seat up and then point out to the guy, you know, and it looks like that guy's about 6'4". You know,
until you get out, then you realise you're 5'2".
That's very nice. Yeah. Let's have a look at the engine.
Yeah, we'll have a look at the engine.
Tell me about the engine, because I'm really curious about this.
You'll have to yank the lever just down there.
Oh, yep, got it.
You got it?
Yep, it's popped. Let's go and have a look at this tremendous beast. Oh, look at that. Oh. It looks so nice with the...
It's all nice and clean.
...with the paint... You know, right through into the engine bay.
You know,
but
one thing I noticed is the oil filter's right at the top. Normally, the oil filter on the engine is right at the
top. In the most awkward place that you can never get to, and yours is right at the top.
Right at the top. It's fantastic, isn't it?
That's amazing. Yeah, I've never seen that before.
Even to work out where the turbocharger is. I think
it's round the back. Well, I'll be on the exhaust anyway. Somewhere. Oh, I can't see it.
It's probably down the bottom.
Let's not go there, but. Yeah, the engine looks beautiful. TSI on the top. Oh, there's a fly. Yeah, it's untidy. Yeah, I'm going to look after this engine, Adrian. TSI, what's that? Is that the turbo supercharged?
Supercharged injection, maybe, something like that. I'm actually not sure what it means.
So tell us what it's got.
It's got 180 brake horsepower, a supercharger, and a turbocharger from a 1.4-litre engine. And that's quite small.
And 180 brake horsepower for a 1400cc engine.
That's a lot for a small engine.
And have you figured out yet how the supercharger turbo work? I mean, do they work together or do they work at different points?
Well, I think they must work together because there's no noticeable turbo lag. It's just pure power.
So basically what you've got is a supercharger ramming air in to the engine.
Off a belt.
And
maybe
at the same
time,
you have a turbocharger sucking air out the engine.
That's it. They must combine together, I would think.
You know, I think I have to Google this and find out exactly how it works.
There's somebody technical to tell us.
Well, that's funny you should say that, because I've just been over to see my mechanic friend shortly. And I'll ask him.
Ask him, yeah.
I'll ask him.
Get definitive answer.
And I know what he's going to say. He's going to say, never heard of that.
We'll say that.
But the engine's looking beautiful, isn't it? My God, you know.
In fact, is that... What's the name of that?
Hmm?
No, it's a fuel roll, isn't it? Looking at a metal thing with a...
That's like a guard, isn't it, over your... That's probably all your fuel lines. Oh, no, there's a heat. See that there? That's... If you look from this side, see the big... The big stainless steel pipe coming up from the engine.
Yeah.
That could be your...
Is it sensor going to them?
You can tell, folks, that we are fantastically technically minded.
It's like your confidence in mechanical engineering,
can't you? Hold on, look at this. Trapped away at the back. I kind of get it out. It was.
Pretty type, isn't it?
No, it was a butterfly.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was.
A yellow and white butterfly. And
I killed it.
Sucked up by the TSI.
It's
just walk
like speed, the guys.
Aye. Yeah. Even your water bottle, your cooling bottle looks cool.
Yeah.
You know, a round one. Never seen a round one before. Yeah. Thankfully, you won't have to do anything to do this, you know, yourself. You won't have to take bits off and clean the filter yourself.
Well, it goes here, get service for 2 years, free. Uh-huh. It's part of the deal, so
So you've got 2 year servicing on it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's excellent, aye. Yeah. And what's the mileage for your service?
I think it's 10. 10,000, yeah.
So, a couple of months' time?
Yeah. I'll be there. September. Right. First service, please.
Right, you're going to just start this up in the stand here. Yeah. Don't run me over, Adrian. I've only got 3 feet between the engine and that wall. It is, aye. Is it a single or a double overhead cam on that?
You don't think you can double that?
It sounds double to me, yeah. Difficult to see. The engine's got a massive big cover, basically covering the engine completely. Mm-hmm. And all we can see is the ancillary equipment. That was a technical term, by the way, ancillary equipment.
Most of these modern cars now are something all on that.
Yeah. But that's what my, you know, when I had the Jag, I've got a different engine, but that's what I liked about the Jag, was that the engine itself was covered with all these big plastic covers.
I think that does come off.
Well, it'll just pop off, aye, but... I wouldn't do it in your phone. Yeah. You don't want to be doing this when you're on holiday, do you? You don't want to touch it, to be honest, you know. All I do with that is a wet wipe, clean it up, that's it done. I see it settling down now, yeah. That's just the caps on top of your struts.
Yep.
It's even got beautiful big mushroom, black mushroom caps on top of the suspension struts, just to finish off the engine bay. It's absolutely lovely. That's fantastic, Adrian.
It
is, it's lovely. Very nice indeed. I like the whole style of the car. Who would have believed that Skodas could look so good? And
well, the bad old days, we're pushing along the road with the heated rear window and rear engine.
Yeah.
I think that some people said they were good.
They were great cars, actually, the air-cooled engines when they first came out.
Yeah, people said they were bad, but...
I remember a guy buying one and someone was slagging him off about it. Yeah. And he said, for the money you've paid for yours, he says, if you got a sunroof, alloy wheels, etc., etc., for the same money that this guy had a Ford.
Yeah.
And, yeah, but mine's a Ford. He said, yeah, but the Skodas will get there in the hand. Who owns Skoda now?
Volkswagen,
yeah.
Same group as Volkswagen AD seat.
Yeah. They're the same.
Mm-hmm. You've got Volkswagen AD up there on
there. Oh, there you are. There's the emblem.
There.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, that's a good size battery in that as well, you know.
It's all big.
I can't look at it. Yeah. Doesn't matter. I'm just talking about physically big, but it's obviously got a large capacity. Nobody needs that to deal with all the turbo super cars. No, that's beautiful, Adrian. A lovely car. I wish you well with it. I wish you safe journeys.
I like it.
And don't let certain parties get in with muddy boots on the way home.
No.
Lovely. So lovely. Right, we can close it up again. So that's it. That's turbo streams, not just turbo charged car, but super turbo charged. What are you going to change it to?
Turbo super.
Oh, no, that's even complicated now. That's a long hashtag, that. But it is. So that's turbo streams, beautiful turbo supercharged Skoda Fabia VRS. And it's looking gorgeous in this this morning sunshine, isn't it?
It's wonderful Scottish sunshine.
Yeah, I don't get sour sunshine. I think you brought it out with you. Yeah. It's looking well, Adrian. Thanks for giving me a wee tour in your car.
It's okay.
Say goodbye.
Bye.
So, how exactly does a Skoda Fabia VRS go? Well, I've had a wee look round about it. I've had the engine cover popped. And we've talked about some technicalities and some wondrous wee things. But how does the car actually go? Well, the following day on the Sunday, Adrian took me for a wee spin in this wee beastie. And I have to say, I was absolutely amazed. Inside, when it's driving, for a sports car on, I think it's 17-inch black alloys with relatively low-profile tyres, doesn't feel like one of those bumpy cars that would feel every ripple and rut on the road. So I took, not me, I was in a passenger seat, I was a navigator. I took Adrian up one of the back roads, a B road, which twists and turns a wee bit. And that gave him a wee chance to hit the throttle and speed into bends and then hit the brakes to get around the bend in time. He was actually going into one bend that I knew is pretty tight. It's a cheating bend, one of those cheating bends. And I said, this is tight, this one, Adrian. And he just leant on the brakes, not severely. And those wonderful leading calipers pulled that car absolutely gorgeously, smoothly down to speed right away, scrubbed the speed off immediately. And then he hit the pedal as we were going round the bend and away again. And it handles like a wee dreamer in the corners. So at the end of that road, we joined the big road coming back up towards the town. Hiya.
Hi.
Hiya. Twins in a buggy with her daddy, looking bemused. All three of them at me with a microphone and a hairy spuffle, a red hairy spuffle like that. So anyway, yeah, we're going the big road, so you let it rip up the big road. My God, the acceleration on this wee beastie. Incredible. He was doing 70 mile an hour. Nudge, nudge. In no time at all. And those wonderful paddle shifts on the steering column are brilliant for tapping up and down. And that unique feature off the auto, a 7-speed auto box. Every change was ultra smooth. I am an expert on auto boxes, not, you know, repairing them, but I've had autos for years and years and years, all kinds, with sports modes and winter modes and everything. And this one was really, really good. And I particularly like in the gear stick, that's the actual gear stick, where you put it into drive. But if you push it across when you're in drive, you go into an up-down mode, which simulates the paddles. So if you really want to be Mr. Racing Rally Driver, you can do it with that as well. And I think that the technology is absolutely superb. And that little car was absolutely incredible. So, 2014 Fabia VRS in, what was that red, Adrian? I can't remember the name of the red. But not only did it look good and lovely inside, but, well, my goodness, 1400 cc's, knocking out 180 brake horsepower, super turbocharged. Amazing. You know, I've never actually had a real sports car. And it made me think that, God, what's the point? He's spending a fortune on one of these modern super duper but ultra expensive sports cars when you can do it with a car like that. Goodness grief. Anyway, that's the story of Adrian Wicks at Turbostream. Now he's going to have to change his nick to Super Turbostream or Turbo Superstream or Turbostream Super or Super. Oh no, it's getting complicated now. Adrian, could you not just have bought another, just a simple turbo car? Thanks for the ride, Adrian. Thoroughly enjoyed it. And might see it again one day. He might show up. I think he can come up in about 2 hours, nothing. Okay, bye for now.